And if the Democrats are able to consolidate power from this election, how many of you are going to be homeless? How many of you aren't going to be able to heat your homes? How many are not going to be able to get the food you need for your family? I mean, this is honestly what we're looking at, folks. How many will survive the coming nuclear war that Biden's intent on having? This is Judgment Day. I remember when I was a little kid, there was a show called Daddy, What Did You Do in the War? Meaning World War II. And I think at some point in time in our future, our kids and grandkids could be asking us that question. What did you do in the 2022 midterm? It's Judgment Day. We're joined by Wrecker. Remember that name? Oh, Wrecker's not real. He's phony. Well, now we know him as Doug Thornton, former combat marine, military contractor, and DHS officer. Yeah, okay. Thank you for those who believed in us, that we were being sincere, and he's here with us. And we're going to talk about Judgment Day. And we got a new format here on the show. By request of our advertisers, we're going to spread things out a little bit. And people have actually requested that. So hope you like that minor change in the format, but still going to be the same. But let me start off with what I think is most important, and that's the food. If these Democrats win, they're going to continue the assault on fertilizer. The food processing plants are still going to be burned down. There's over 110 of them now. On and on and on and on it goes. All the things I've talked about. Do you have storable food in place? I have a friend, actually, it's a former player of mine. He told me he's a farmer, and he told me, I have 338 pounds of beef. Yeah, how many of you have that? Well, you don't. So you've got to go get your storable food. Restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. And there's a great special on right now, too. Okay, you get $250 off the 3-month special. Is that a deal or what? And you can order in 3-month increments to see if the savings all the way through. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. Well, I've already introduced our guest. I gave you his necessary background. And there you go. We were telling you the truth the whole time about Wrecker, weren't we? Yes, we were. And he's come to bring his expertise to the table as a former government official. And that's invaluable because we get to see this election theft that's going on. By the way, my emails have filled up. And Bob Griswold just called me before the show and said, Dave, did you see what's going on in Maricopa County? That's my home county. And I said, yes, I have. My emails are filled with all the cheating that's already gone on. Doug, I know you know about that in Maricopa County too.
Yeah, Dave, it's good to be on with you. Hey, look, so for today's theme, it's no longer stop the steal, it's expect the steal.
Bingo, bingo. There you go.
I've been on Getter social media, and I've just been perusing through. You know what the great thing about social media is? Is unlike the lying mainstream media, individuals on social media are able to actually post live within moments of capturing the video of what they're seeing out at the voting booths. And let me tell you, man, I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what I'm seeing, Dave. There's been at least three different areas from three different states so far that I've seen on Getter where individuals have tried to go vote. And guess what happened, Dave? They tried to go vote, and oh, well, didn't you know it? The power's out. Well, isn't that just interesting? The power's out on the day that everybody needs to vote. So then they go to the next voting booth that's within the county. Guess what happened there? The power's out. Okay. Let's flip to another state. They're making people use Sharpies.
Oh. Let me address that for a second. This happened in the 2020 election
Yes, it did.
in a heavy LDS community, a Mormon community that's historically very conservative, family-oriented, good people. They were given Sharpies and told to fill them out, and when they realized their ballots wouldn't be counted, they had a near riot and they started protesting. CNN showed up, and these people started chanting FCNN, FCNN. And then the sheriff, Paul Penzone, who was given $2 million by George Soros to unseat Joe Arpaio, he showed up and said, you don't get to protest here. You go home or you go to jail. But that was called Sharpie Gate. And then the mainstream media tried to deny it. But Doug, I probably have talked to 25, 30 people that were there and were victims of this.
So I was trying to look up the audio. I got the video for this, but I want you to listen to the audio, Dave, and the audience. And you know, so what this is, a couple goes in to go and vote, and this is the second time they've been turned away from a voting station. So listen up.
So no machines at this center are working at all. Okay, and this is the what station is this? Okay, this is the Central Christian Church, and none of the machines are working, and they are telling us that we have to leave. And so this is now happening here at this voting station also.
All right, I got three or four different things like that. Here we go. Maricopa County is at it again, as Dave was already alluding to. And Bob's right. They are telling their voters to drop their ballots into a box right now.
Bull crap.
That it'll be counted at a different location later today. And there's no doubt that it will all be boarded up. And this is happening at 26 and counting locations. This is an exact...
Whoa, you're saying 26 locations are experiencing this?
26 and counting as it's coming in. It's probably close to 27, 28 now.
So this is a massive takedown of the voting system.
Dave, this is from 3 hours ago.
I'll tell you.
All I can say is, Dave, I will include a little bit of humor, but I'm going to have it put into my will. I'm actually going to redo my will that if I should die suddenly, to not allow me to vote Democrat.
Yeah, I hear you.
Expect it to happen. Look, guys, we're in a crossroads of this nation right now where you are either going to be faced with Joe Biden, the world elite, fascism, you know, anti-capitalism, pro-communism, socialism, pro-reprobate nation reality, or we are going to have to fight like hell to get our country back to where it should be. And I will never discount the miracles of God. Maybe there is a chance that we vote with our feet, we hit our knees and pray, and we can get this country back. I'm never going to say God can't do that, but you know, David, it's only going to be so long until we get another vote stolen, when this country is going to implode on itself.
This is the election. I'm telling you right now. I was at ground zero in my reporting, and I keep saying it was Liz Harris and Dave Hodges, and I'm not bragging, I'm just saying this is what was. And I can tell you that the people have had it in Maricopa County. We know that Fontes, we kicked him out of Maricopa County clerk and recorder because he screwed so many elections up, and we know he was cheating. And now he's going to be elected Secretary of State, where he can screw up the entire state. Yep. They've had it with him. He committed a crime when the voting rolls were hacked before the 2020 election, and this is where they got the names of people who hadn't voted in 20 years. They were either dead or out of state, and this is how they got the names put on, and that's courtesy of Fontes and the County Board of Supervisors, who, by the way, I heard mentioned my name in public. The County Board of Supervisors were under two court orders and an attorney general's opinion that they had to give up the Dominion codes to show where the votes were counted, like here or in China. And to this day, they've not complied with those requests, those demands.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine if they were Republican and doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you'd be already in prison. Listen to this. Suspicious late-night activity before the midterms were happening all over the country. Carrie Lake got a white powder envelope, something I kind of predicted a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
That you and I were talking about. I said it. I said, expect the white powder to start happening. It's so easy to get talcum powder or something, you know, that you can buy from the dang dollar store, put it in an envelope, and send it somewhere. What you'll do is you'll just wear down emergency responders, and you'll delay the system, you'll delay the time. But now we have, it has been reported, cyber attacks are happening on voting booths in Illinois County, and the Department of Justice, Biden's Department of Justice, is going to what they call oversee, I think it's 18 different cities, so 18 different states. They're going to oversee the voting.
They have no authority. They have no authority to do that. Elections, according to the Constitution, are under the purview of the states.
We're not, law enforcement's not allowed inside of voting booths. You know that?
Yes.
We're not allowed in there. Every year, it would be an election year, we would have to get briefed by our chain of command, and they would say, hey, guys, unless it's like a murder, don't go to a voting booth. And we're like, I know, it's absolutely stupid, because they'll say, you know, we're there intimidating. But you know how many times we get the report that there's Antifa intimidating, or there would be Black Panthers that were intimidating, or like a white supremacist group intimidating? Both sides do it. Don't think they don't. Both sides do it. Depending on where you're at, stupidity is everywhere. But, I mean, Dave, we're seeing so much more now. Do you think Russia's interfering? Let me ask you that. Do you think Russia's interfering in this election?
Not in the least.
Well, you know that's already being talked about.
But they're not. They're not. Russia would benefit if a Republican was in. So, but Russia is not interfering. The Steele dossier proved what a monumental lie that was.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Let's say it is a steamroll event. Republicans win out. We get the Senate. We get the House. Will the Democrats accept the vote?
Nancy Pelosi said no. No. She made Civil War talk. She said, this is back in May, on tape. She said, if the Republicans win the midterms, we won't honor the results because they'll destroy democracy. That's Civil War talk.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is dangerous times. I'm telling you, this is, I've been in the government for 15 years. And obviously I've been out now since last September. So just a little more than a year of being out of the government. So I'm kind of, you know, still pretty plugged into a lot of things. But I have never seen what I'm seeing now. I've never seen the amount of nervous people. I mean, let's just count for a second what all's happening, shall we? We're about to lose diesel. We can't drill for oil. We can't frack. We can't get natural gas. That means that. And if you can't get natural gas, you can't get diesel. Then you can't run the generating stations that generate power. And then you can't charge your electric vehicles. So doesn't all those things always come back to each other? The food is down. Cost of food is up. cost of gas and freaking diesel is way up. Housing market's crashing now. Stock market's crashing now. Bitcoin is now. I was with a friend of mine last night, and he's kind of like my consigliere for all things crypto. And as we were on the phone, Bitcoin just started to crash, and it worried him. So, you know, there's a lot of things happening. Oh, by the way, if you didn't know, there's potentially World War III happening in Europe. Turkey wants to go to war with Greece. So there's a few things happening out there. And now we have this. Netanyahu is now coming back to Israel as the prime minister. It seems like they have an election every year at this point. And they're saying to be very, very careful with voting and to vote Republican. You know, and how many different Democrats now, even in Dearborn, Michigan, are saying vote Republican? Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter, the head twit, came out and said vote Republican. The president is a democracy. The country is a republic, so vote Republican, right? So if we lose it, what are Americans to do, Dave?
I'm afraid there's only one option.
I don't like that option.
I don't either.
But I think if you push people into a corner long enough, people will eventually fight back people aren't going to be given an option. You know, I mean, you know, we got an administration right now that says, you know, I like trannies. They make me feel happy, and I think they should be in all the schools. We are living an upside-down world right now. Nothing makes sense anymore, and it's all planned. Law enforcement is at a point in time where it's probably the most corrupt and the least liked and trusted, which is horrible because I'm a very pro-law enforcement guy. The military is at the weakest point that it's ever been since we've, you know, been in any type of war footing over the last 30, 40 years. This is not a good position for America to be in right now. What say you?
I don't feel that way about local law enforcement, the FBI, and I don't feel that way about rank and file FBI for the most part, but the leadership is Gestapo, and the FBI needs to be taken down brick by brick and reassembled with people who are decent Americans. That's my feeling.
I 100% agree.
DHS, same thing. Good DHS agents, as you know better than I do, but the good ones are leaving because they can't stand Mayorkas' destruction of our country.
Well, and if these people retain power, what do you think happens in the next 2 years? Look what they've done in the first 2 years. Let's project that, Dave. Let's say the Democrats keep the Senate. What can they do? What do you think they will continue to do? Because if you didn't know, I believe it was yesterday, Joe Biden was at a rally and saying, ban all assault weapons.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, man, if they pass any ban for AR-15s, or what they call assault weapons, which is categorically all weapons that are semi-automatic, they will not stop until the only thing you have is a flintlock pistol.
Or a squirt gun. I want to just read to you what they're saying in Maricopa County.
All right.
Maricopa County is experiencing some hiccups in some of their election centers. Hiccups. And they're calling it a tabulator. Tabulator means counting votes. Okay? And you can't tell me that they shouldn't have and didn't run pre-election trials to make sure everything was working. This is total BS. This is how the election's being stolen right now. They're saying right now, we've had hiccups in 20% of these tabulators. Yeah, on the day of the election when they should have already run conflict analysis. That is a freaking lie. And these people need to be held accountable. You know, honestly, Ernie Hancock, good friend of mine from Freedom's Phoenix, he won two lawsuits in the 90s against corrupt elections in Maricopa County. And when I came to Arizona in 1985, I met a wonderful lady named Lorraine King, and I taught with her for many years. And she said, Dave, welcome to Arizona. She was a Democrat and said this. She said, we have the best politicians that money can buy, and no election here is honest. And it's true. And here's what else they're saying here. It says people are being sent to secondary locations to vote, and there some of them are experiencing that they're having trouble. There are 223 voting centers across the county, and that's Maricopa County, and they are saying now that 26% of this 223, so roughly about 50 something of these centers, are having problems. This is how they're stealing the election. The theft is going on right now as we speak.
Well, let me ask you something. Because I've been getting emails from people who have been telling me that there is some sort of rumor for a false flag to happen today, an activation of National Guard, some sort of declaration of martial law. You know how that happens. Every time there's a big event, somebody throws around stuff that doesn't make any sense. And I know Hal Turner is talking about it and a couple other people, but have you heard anything like that? Have you gotten any word from any of your sources?
No. Just the normal scuttlebutt that accompanies every election that's contested is that there's going to be a false flag. You hear that constantly, but I don't hear anything out of the ordinary that got my attention.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. I do think it could happen if the Democrats can't complete the steal. That I would agree with.
Well, here's what I'm basing this on, is I think that, and this is one of the great things that we do for propaganda in the government, the CIA, DIA, NSA, DOJ, DHS, is to put out something into these different alternate media people. You know, hey, I'm a source of the government. Here's some info. I want to help you out. I get those, right? I've had several people who have emailed me saying, I'm a government source. I want to help you. Well, I'm sorry, but
No.
Big red flags right off the bat, right? So, and I've been getting this stuff from, and I'm not going to name any websites, but there's some prominent websites out there and people that you people probably listen to who are saying expect something to happen today. What I'm going to tell you right now is this is counterintelligence at work. What counterintelligence does, especially this disinformation, malinformation, misinformation, is to give, you know, 60% of the truth and then 40% of a lie that's just enough to taint the news to then start making it be, how would you say this, alarmist, right? So I think there's a possibility of a false flag, but the generation of that, I think, is coming from the government. Not that it's going to be some radical group. I don't think we're going to have another January 6th. If anything, expect riots. That's what I expect. As a cop, I'm telling you, expect riots. Expect stupidity to happen within the next 48 hours.
Well, let's start with a baseline figure here, okay? And by baseline figure, I mean, let's just look at the anecdotal evidence as a starting point. And that's the first step in any research. And I would say that based on signs and so forth and interest and so forth and so on, and even the polls, where 88% of the country says we're going in the wrong direction, that tells me 75 to 80% of the country would vote against most of these Democrats. That's what the anecdotal evidence would tell me, based on the polls I've seen and based on the mood, the feeling tone that I get. And we touch ground zero here in our job. And 75 to 80%, it should be a landslide. But I'm telling you, they're going, in my estimation, in what we're seeing in Maricopa County, in my estimation, we're looking at the greatest election theft ever engineered. I mean, right now, you got a quarter of Maricopa County's election centers not operating properly, and they're improperly storing votes that they can get rid of if they see they're Republican. That's what's happening here.
I would love to know what the sheriff departments are doing for all this.
Well, I can tell you this. I told you already, Paul Penzone, the Maricopa County Sheriff, was funded, and this is something that I had Sheriff Mack on my show, and we talked about this, $2 million from George Soros to defeat Joe Arpaio, and he put down protests against voter fraud with the Sharpies, and now they're repeating the process. They said, oh, that didn't happen in 2020, and now they're doing it again in 2022. So there's another element of voter fraud to invest, and I guarantee you, they're doing it in heavy Republican areas, guarantee you. Hey, Doug, I wanted to ask you, besides Maricopa County, where are the other areas that are experiencing major and questionable concerns?
So I guess Illinois, obviously California is getting some of them. We're expecting something in Houston. The Department of Justice have already sent teams down to Houston to go and monitor the election process there. You know, as we sit back and things are unfolding, I think it's we know where places are happening right now, reporting issues. Mercer County, New Jersey, which encompasses Princeton, they're having election issues. Let me see, West Windsor Township, they're having election issues. Let me see. The tabulators is a problem, right? They're at like 20% for the polling locations. Maricopa County, we've already listed that one. Harris County is experiencing big issues with their voting machines.
Houston, right now.
That's Houston. How funny is it that it's the major Democratic areas? Isn't that interesting? The major Democratic areas. You know, this is what I expect, okay? Can I give you speculation for a second?
Yeah, let's do.
I think speculating, you know, theoretically, I would not be surprised if within the next 96 hours, if the Department of Justice comes out and says that they caught Russian meddling in our elections.
Sure.
Right? So if we start to see that, you know, obviously we're expecting the red wave. It's supposed to be a red tsunami. But if we see that happening and the votes are not tabulating to the way that the rest of the country is expecting it to go, well, you can bet your bottom dollar it is obviously voter suppression that's happening. They're shutting down key polling locations where it's Republicans, and you're going to have to drive to another place. I mean, you know, guys, we've had months to get ready for this. If I was back in the government, God forbid, if Doug was back in charge of doing stuff like this, the asses that I would chew already, Dave, would be... I would be in trouble. Let's just say that. I would probably be suspended. Because let me just talk to anyone who's in charge of this right now at the state level, local level. Advance into higher paying careers. You people had months to get ready for this. We have had cybersecurity that should have already been grilling everybody on how to vote properly, how to monitor the stations, the policies to go over, all the different videos that you're supposed to be watching for learning how to see if somebody's being malicious while they're voting. Like, all that stuff is already done. And the integrity that is supposed to be for a person who is out there monitoring any of these polling stations, you know? What happened to America? I swear to God, Dave, if I had the ability, I would be freaking prosecuting people next week for interfering with election processes. But here we go. It's the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which is CISA. I used to work for CISA. And, you know, we're supposed to be one of the big agencies that are supposed to help out with voter integrity. But when it's completely biased, and the entire thing from Washington, D.C. is corrupt, America does not have the opinion anymore that the government is going to protect our votes. So that means everyone who's at a polling station, and you local advisors, you local people from the law enforcement to the municipalities and counties to the townships, y'all should have already been together. You should have already been prepared for this. You should have had multiple different contingency plans for voting polling stations that are going down, but you got nothing. You got nothing, and you're interfering with people's votes. You're screwing with people's rights, and you should be held accountable. Until, like with that lady governor who's going to prison, until we hold people accountable with not a couple days in jail, buddy, 5-10 years of voting, or interfering with voting, 5-10 years, federal time. Until we start enforcing that, expect this to continue to happen. I give it back to you.
No, you're right. I just received this from a member of the Republican leadership that I know privately, Dave. This is private. That's why I'm not reading their name. I'm here at the NRSC. We've encouraged everyone to vote Republican. Unfortunately, we're seeing people interfere with people's right to vote in Maricopa County. I'm sure that you're aware of it, Dave. Everything you said 2 years ago was true, and we're seeing a repeat of it today. And as you so accurately said to me after or before this election, you said that the problems in the 2020 election have not been addressed so they could be repeated again. This is from a prominent Republican official that I know. So, this just came in, this is 3 minutes old. So you're not going to believe my damn text messages and emails are just filling up now. People are pissed. Do you officials hear me? Do you Maricopa County Board of Supervisors hear me? Soon, and I'll have nothing to do with it, there'll be nowhere you can run or hide. People are sick of this.
I think you continue to push people into a corner. As a government, you continue to tax them out of their homes and out of their incomes, out of their savings and retirements. You continue to threaten people by taking away constitutional rights like First Amendment and Second Amendment. You continue to imprison people unlawfully without due process or the right to a speedy trial. You continue to say that half the country is more or less terroristic, and you continue to suppress people's ability to vote for what they believe is the right way for this government, this country, to be going. You continue to denounce God, poison our food, poison our water, poison our air, allow violence to happen, collapse our borders. But eventually you push people into a corner, they're going to give you two options. They're going to capitulate, or they're going to fight back with everything that they have left. What, Dave, if we lose this election, do we have left to lose?
Well, as some people have said, when you have lost everything, you have nothing left to lose. And people are not willing to go down this path charted by the Biden administration and their climate change policies. Biden said when he ran for office in 2020, we will have replacement for fossil fuels. In other words, he talked about a grace period. He talked about, you know, one-for-one substitution. And that was a flipping lie, an absolute lie. And what he's doing is stripping away our economy, stripping away our standard of living. And people aren't going to follow this path. And when they realize the election's been stolen again, Katie bar the door. I couldn't begin to predict how bad it's going to get. I will tell you this. I'm on the verge of just saying, hey, I'm not paying taxes to a government that's illegitimate. I'm not going to follow their laws. I don't care what gun legislation they pass. I'm not going to follow it. I'm not following anything this administration does.
Nope, absolutely not. And look, you know, that's dangerous to say stuff like that, right? Because this government is giving itself, just like the Nazi government did, it's giving itself the legal authority to go after dissenters. And that's what you and I are, buddy. And that's what everyone who's listening to us right now. You're a dissenter. If you don't agree with Joe Biden, you're against Joe Biden.
Right.
So, you know, at one point in time, America could get along with Democrats and Republicans, even libertarians and some crazy leftists here and there and some extreme right wingers. Everybody could at one point in time get along and agree that, you know, we should probably try not to kill each other internally. But we're not at that point anymore. We are so close. And I don't know, Dave, what's going to take to be the next big narrative, but we're so close to an event happening that is going to drive us closer to a civil conflict. And I think if we lose this election, it's going to plant a seed in people's minds that everything that we do doesn't matter anymore. And it's time to take the government back. And that's going to push people into an extreme area of mindset.
That's not extreme. That's not extreme. That's called putting things back the way they're supposed to be. That is not extreme. What's happening to us right now is extreme.
Exactly. But that's constitutional. Okay? The ability to overthrow a tyrannical government was built into our Constitution by the founding fathers, the framers of the Constitution. Okay? That's one of the reasons why the Second Amendment is there, so that you can never be bullied into this process. And when this government, and look, man, this may be the election that allows this to solidify finally, but when this government decides that it can take the firearms away from the people, it can take the people.
Yeah, I have something to say about that on a historical basis, and I've been talking about it all day. I've said, if the Democrats steal this election, they'll consolidate power, and they will come after our guns. And I'll refer to the University of Hawaii Democide Project, decades-old study they published on the Internet. Democide means death by government. The first thing they did in the study was compare death rates by government versus war. And they found in the 20th century it wasn't even close. Governments kill a lot more of their people than wars do. The second thing they found is there were 16 genocides in the 20th century. and every one of them was preceded by gun confiscation. So this is why you don't give up your guns. Ever. Ever. Never give up your guns.
Wow. I just, once again, guys, vote Republican or vote communist. You know, vote Republican or be happy with not having a job in a couple months. Vote Republican or be happy with the economy tanking to the point that the recession and depression is so bad that it will be what they're saying, the experts in the financial departments right now, and J.P. Morgan was also sounding off on this. It could be 5 years to a decade till America gets back up on its feet. We can't afford that on an international scale.
Well, not militarily, no. We'll be conquered before we get back.
I don't know.
No, I mean, we don't... right now, I think we're 3 to 5 years out from recovery if we turned it around today and we had a Trump economic policy.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, this midterm is only about stopping the bleeding. This midterm is not about turning anything around. It's about sticking your finger in the dike and holding the water back. That's all it is.
Well, let me ask you this then. Let's say we win. It's a blowout. We get the House back. We get the Senate back. We know that... if they can retain power, if they can retain power with the presidency, they can still, you know, at least delay America's ability to clot, right? We got a big open wound with trying to put a tourniquet on it right now with this election. But if the natural processes of healing in this country are not allowed to happen, we're going to bleed out and die. I think the Democrats are going to be more than willing to watch us bleed out and die so that they can say, look, the Republicans did it. It's their fault. That's the way I view it. I think everything that's going to happen post this election, if we win it, will be absolutely based on the lie that the Republicans did this. Oh, and expect the George Floyd riots to come back, too. That'll happen for the next 2 years, along with people losing their jobs, probably more COVID coming out. All that'll happen before 2024, just to screw at the next election.
I don't disagree. I totally agree with what you're saying. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this here right now. That the Democrats, let's put it this way, I'll put myself in the Democrats' position. What would I do if I had no morals, no scruples, don't care about the rule of law, fairness in elections, and it's power for power's sake, and that's all? What I would do if I were them is I would put all my efforts into retaining the Senate. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. I've said this probably 50 times since May. About Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is the biggest traitor in America today. He is worse than Biden because he pretends to be a Republican and he's not. Amazing, he's the Senate Minority Leader. He pulled funding in close elections in 8 senatorial races, 8 of them. And all 8 of them were winnable. But the Democrats are having, I see this in Arizona, where Mark Kelly is just having a full run of George Soros-sponsored ads, and Blake Masters is limited to the internet now because of Mitch McConnell. And that's a very close race. Mitch McConnell is a traitor to this country, and I want to make sure I get this on the record. His wife, former Secretary of Transportation, which is amazing, her parents control the 6 major ports in China. Mitch McConnell makes an estimated $25 million from operations related to that control. He never supports Taiwan, and he's an active agent of the Democratic Party right now on behalf of China. China wants Democrats because they can control them. They blackmail Biden and a whole bunch of other people. They don't control the Republican Party as well. So they want to have Democrats. So if we're looking at foreign interference in our elections, all you got to do is look at Dominion in China. And I want to say this too, Doug. 2 court rulings, not Dave Hodges, 2 court rulings, excuse me, said that in 2020, 2021, you must surrender the data, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, for the election machine so we know where the votes were counted, China or Maricopa County. The Board of Supervisors should be in jail for this. They're criminals. They refused the two court orders. And then the Attorney General came out, Brnovich, and said, you are going to do this. So here we have three legal rulings against the Board of Supervisors to reveal potential theft from Dominion voting machines. And the Board of Supervisors covered their tracks. And by the way, you asked me a question about sheriffs. They held a press conference on this, like in January of 2021. And the sheriff, the Democratic Communist Sheriff Paul Penzone, got up and he said, oh, the Board of Supervisors couldn't give you the codes because I have them for safekeeping. That's the biggest bunch of bullshit I have ever heard in my life. It doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't matter who had them. That county was ordered by its legal processes to surrender those codes. So I don't care if the janitor for Maricopa County voting booths had the codes. They were required to give them up and they didn't. The election theft was covered up. And Mitch McConnell, plus this, is the reason, people, that we may not see a red tsunami.
Well, what are you predicting then?
I think the Republicans are going to lose the Senate, mostly because of Mitch McConnell's lack of funding. Listen, the Republicans, too, are responsible. I had my audience call Rand Paul's office. This is disturbing. I don't think I ever told you this, Doug. I came on, I did a monologue on my show one day, and I said, please call Rand Paul's office. Tell him to lead a move to get Mitch McConnell removed as Senate Minority Leader so we can get control of the funding and fund those races for those eight senators. And his manager, Rand Paul's manager, repeatedly told my audience that we don't have a problem with Mitch McConnell. Everything is fine. We have to be unified going in. We've never heard anything about him withholding funding. And I call BS on that because on Hannity, you had Blake Masters on there, was asked by Hannity directly, was your funding pulled by the Republican controlling elements of Mitch McConnell? And he said yes. And he's not the only one that said it. Boldick said it too. And Boldick caught up in the polls to Maggie Hassan in the Senate race in New Hampshire. They pulled his funding. When Adam Laxalt took the lead in Nevada, they pulled his funding. When Blake Masters took a half-point lead, they pulled his funding. This is treason within the Republican Party. And yet the Republicans tolerate it, and Rand Paul's personnel just ignore it. Hear no evil, see no evil. Everything is fine, and it ain't fine. So the Republican senators are just as guilty as Mitch McConnell because they tolerated his treason.
I think if we end up losing this vote, I have something that I'd actually like to read. That if we lose this vote, you may want to take the advice that I'm about to give you. All right, so this is a tips for surviving in a failed state from an insider. This is actually on Reddit. And this is from a guy that's on a private, he does his own private ministry, but he's from Haiti. And I've been in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and it is a failed state, and it is probably one of the most dangerous places in the world, one of the most dangerous places I ever did any operations in. I felt safer in downtown Iraq, in Fallujah, than I did in Haiti, okay?
That's when you were there with Gary Haven, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want you people to listen to this for a second. I am currently living in Haiti, which if any of you are following the news, you will know that the economy and government has completely collapsed and has been collapsing for the last couple months. For those of you who do not know, here's the situation in a nutshell. Last year, the president was assassinated, but there wasn't a clear suspicion plan yet, or secession plan. So the prime minister took over after some wrangling with the other claimants. Since the prime minister has stayed in power despite many calls for him to hold the elections, the government has been subsidizing all fuel, but we're struggling to keep up with the rising price of fuel, and it was really hard to get gas pretty much anywhere. So a couple of months ago, the government announced that it was ending the subsidy, Since then, there has been widespread riots and protests, looting, and roadblocks at the fueling station. So I've been following a guy who's in Haiti. He's a European guy, and he's actually documenting how crazy Haiti is right now. They are literally having machine gun fights and machete fights at gas stations right now to get dirty gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me continue. Also, the gangs that are controlling the capital have besieged the only fuel port in the country. As a result, hospitals are shutting down from want of electricity and medications, and gas is selling for $30 a gallon, and basic food is getting harder to find. Basically, as soon as something has been sold, it's gone. So here are some tips from this guy living in Haiti. Have a lot of fuel stored up. Have a small, cheap motorbike. They burn less gas than a car, draw less attention, and can pass roadblocks where a car would be unable to pass them.
Why are they doing the roadblocks? Let me ask you that question.
Because they rob people at the roadblocks. So, if you didn't know this, if you go to Haiti and you're white, you're probably going to get kidnapped. And along with that kidnapping is rape. You're going to be robbed, you're going to be raped, you're going to be kidnapped and extorted. And if your family pays, then you might survive. If not, they're probably just going to kill you. And that is extremely rampant. You can actually go to the statedepartment.gov and you can read about this type of stuff and why you're not supposed to go to Haiti as an American. But yeah, the roadblocks are a very common tactic. When I was with Gary, we experienced some things like that. I can't talk too much about it, but we experienced some things like that, and it can get dicey, and you have to act dicey. So let's continue with this. Be on good terms with your neighbors. Live in the countryside if at all possible, because food shortages and looting are more acute in big cities. Have plenty of food on hand. He says download Wikipedia. Download a library of books on all sorts of subjects, i.e. if you don't know enough about gardening, download some books on gardening. Have a shortwave AM/FM radio for getting the news. Have some alternate way of communication, either a satellite communicator or ham radio. Have some sort of renewable energy, even if it is only enough to charge your phone and run a few lights. Learn as many practical crafts as possible. Have some good plan for cooking. If you are going to cook with wood, have plenty of dry wood stored up. Have some first aid skills. And there's more that this guy goes into. But this is a guy who is having to survive in Haiti. He's we're not talking about, you know, dystopian America. We're talking about a real life country right now. So he goes on to say, have a good laundry washing option. I would suggest a hand wringer and a laundry plunger or an old electric wringer washer if you have the power. Don't rely on hunting and fishing for your protein. In the case of a complete government collapse, there will be no control on hunting or fishing, and these resources will very quickly become depleted. I watched that happen when I was in Haiti. All right, Haiti. Imagine Haiti as being a island that is a democratic city. There's not much food there already unless you're growing it yourself or it's the farm. And guess what happens whenever the wrong government comes in hand or gets the upper hand? They seize everything immediately. So even if you're growing it, you don't really have it. He says that this doesn't apply to people living in remote northern Canada or Alaska. And I would say that the people who live in the Yukon will probably be able to survive on the wildlife. But the rest of us, how many hunters are there? There ain't enough deer for the amount of hunters there are in America. Knowledge can't be lost or stolen. The more things you know or skills you know, the better. Dave, I've talked about this so much, and if anybody ever listens to the American Vindictus Show, I talk about this so much about having books on hand, survival books, cooking books, books for processing meat, just simple building plan books. You unless you burn it or your house gets destroyed, it's right there. If you don't know what to do, you can open up the book and you can have a plan of what to do. Learn not to be a picky eater. When you are surviving off of what you can grow or forage, you will have a hard time if you are picky. Also, make sure it is easier if you only have to prep rice and beans. If you can only have one electrical appliance, get a washing machine. He keeps saying that. Get a washing machine. And there's actually a very good sanitary reason for that. A refrigerator really isn't necessary. My family and I have lived for years without one, and we rarely waste anything. Make sure you have a good selection of hand tools, picks, shovels, hoes, and axes. Also, you may need a way to sharpen them. If you don't already know, learn how to fix your vehicle or have a friend who can. Have some sort of off-road vehicle. When the government is no longer maintaining roads, they will fall apart very quickly, and have a large selection of seeds for a garden. This is a guy who is living in a failed state that the Haitians absolutely blame America for their state, their condition. Hillary Clinton.
Hillary, yeah. I was going to say that, yeah. Hillary Clinton. Yeah,
I've been there. I've dealt with it. I saw the murals on the wall of them wanting to kill Hillary. All right. I've spoke to the people who have told me if Hillary ever lands in Port-au-Prince, they're going to kill her. You know, that's what the Democrats did to that country. That
is Hillary stole $2 billion of UN aid. You know that, though, don't you?
Oh, I know the people that were there with her when it happened.
Yeah.
Who you know, were trying to fix her huge mistakes that she made,
right.
That she only made it worse.
Yeah. Doug, hold on for a second here, because I got to throw this in for the end of the show, and this is timely. You're going to need water filtration, and you're hearing this from Doug right now with this Reddit report from Haiti, and you're going to have to get it and get it soon. I recommend you have one for each member of your family. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is the best there is. They publish the research about how good they are. They have a sale. They have raised prices. Go to waterwithdave.com. What an appropriate place to put this in, waterwithdave.com. Folks, one for every member of your family, because collecting water when you have to scavenge is going to be a volume problem. So you're going to need to have one for each member of your family. Doug, this is we're at a time right now where we're looking at the disintegration of America, because this is what the Democrats have started. This is what we're trying to stop or slow down. And they're going to pull out anything they can do to destroy America. And I want to just say this boldly. Them stealing the election gives them the permission they need to continue to destroy America and your standard of living and the future of your children. That's what this means. And I say this. We don't accept an election result from Maricopa County. We're going to have to do a redo. That's going to be my position. When you have a quarter of your election centers compromised in very suspicious voting conditions, you have to do a redo. I will not accept what they say in Maricopa County. They're a bunch of liars and a bunch of thieves. By the way, they didn't report the voter breach before the 2020 election that allowed them to steal votes based on knowledge about who didn't vote or who's dead or whatever. They never reported that as required by law. They are nothing but criminals.
Well, I want to go over this with you real quick.
We got about a minute left.
All right. Major conflict with China is coming, says the United States Strategic Command's chief, and says that Ukraine and Russia is just a warm-up. We have the wrong people in charge for a war.
Well, Biden's controlled by China. So, yeah, that's an understatement that we got the wrong people in charge. He is an agent of China. He and his son make millions of dollars from China, and they're compromised by blackmail, both in Ukraine and China. This is why the funding spigot for Ukraine will never turn off as long as the Bidens are in power, because they're being blackmailed.
Oh. Right now is the time, the fundamental time, to be rapidly advancing your preparations, your knowledge, your skills, getting right with Christ, and keeping your eye on the prize, and that's surviving for next year.
I totally agree. Live to fight another day. Doug, real quickly, tell people how they can listen to you. You got 15 seconds.
All right, so American Vindictus Show, we're on gsradio.net. If you go to the americanvindictusshow.com, you can see all the other different platforms that I'm on, like Amazon Prime. So, you know, come and check us out also on YouTube and Rumble.
Okay, and you've been listening to the Doug and Dave Intel Report, Grim Report today. Folks, don't become an observer. You need to become a participant because counter-reaction is coming. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Dave.